Hey guys.
Love Talk Radio.
Vic, you already knew. I thought you'd be knowing now.
Oh my God. I really thought it started.
You be knowing now. Like, we've been doing this for how long?
No, but you know, I've been on Vic since last year. Girl, bye.
We're coming to you hoes live from
Loud
Magnum Land of the Big Kick.
We're coming from you live, loud, and in color. From Atlantis right now. I'm actually not at Magnum anymore.
God.
I'm in Atlantis.
Can we get Al his
having
shout
a lot
out,
of
please?
Fun.
Like,
okay, let's have some shout outs. Go ahead.
Come on, you gotta say it. Because, girl, you just performed here. I just came here just for the drinks or whatever.
Oh my God. Shout out to Alvani. Shout out to everybody that came out.
Yeah. To see her play. You did really good. I'm really proud of you.
She really did.
You really did your thing down there. Like, you really did.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Only thing. Oh, that's Jamie, by the way.
Hi.
Only thing I don't like about it is the fact that Paxton was in my fucking way. His big
okay.
head.
Okay.
I think all of this is that he could be in the fucking back of the fucking bus. And I was tall too, so but I mean, it was really nice. So like, I really liked that. The song was nice. It was cute. Okay. Anyway, we're going to start off with like, you know, a little bit of what is it? Like, you know, a little like
hot
what's
topic.
Going on, hot topics or whatever. I call it juicy topics because I like the hot topics. Because Hot Topics is already taken by Wendy Williams. So I can say juicy.
But guys, before we start these juicy topics, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Azealia Banks.
This dog got a really interesting. I am the motherfucker that everybody wish they can fuck, but you can't. I'm drunk as fuck right now. you going to say something?
I am the motherfucking queen of the
world.
Thank you.
I wasn't talking about you, Jean. I'm talking about Paxton, okay?
This is Paxton, you know.
Paxton?
I'm just trying to throw shade, that's all.
Okay, girl, never mind. Forget it. Okay, we got Paxton, Jean. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paxton and
no,
Jean.
Definitely not.
That's okay.
Don't try that.
Let's go ahead and get into this, because, bitch, we ain't wasting time.
Okay. Let's go.
So, let's first start off with, like, what's going on around IMU. So, recently, we kind of a little bit late on this, you guys, so we apologize, but my friend,
y'all already know what
my
it
friend,
is.
My sister, her neck was not working right.
Stop.
So, we could not do this for, like,
wait, guys,
for
no.
Time because of her fucking
my neck,
broke,
my
okay?
neck was really hurting really bad, and I could not talk or nothing at all.
Like, that's a fucking mess. Anyway, so we couldn't do that because this bitch neck was broke. So we missed out on some stuff that's informed you guys about. So recently, well, not recently, because it ain't recent no more, but the iBangers Award, we kind of spoke about, like, our thoughts on it, so we're not going to really, like, you know, weigh on it too much. But we did, however, I did not go. Did
me
you go
neither.
Past anybody want to phone in?
Mm-mm, I didn't go.
But we heard, I asked around, because, you know, that's what you're supposed to do as a good journalist, you ask around. And everybody who went there, they said the shit was whack as fuck. So, you know, and apparently they think they want to do another event or something.
I seen on Instagram somebody said it got canceled.
Okay,
yeah, it got canceled one day.
I heard the first day. The first day it got canceled. So everybody
yeah, the first day
it
got
go.
Canceled.
And then the second day, what happened? I guess it went through, but they said it was
like
whack.
Why did it get canceled,
Jocelyn,
though? That's the problem.
I don't know, but the Jocelyn.
Because
girl.
It was IMU.
Okay.
Girl, that was so unprofessional.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell her what it is, baby, please? Thank you.
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
Nobody
else
don't know. Anyway, so Jocelyn, Miss Jocelyn Hernandez of IMU, whatever the bitch name is, she was performing live. Hold up. Let me start over. Bitch, what the fuck you mean you gotta start over? You fucking performing live. Why the fuck you about to start over? Like, what?
At an award show. You can't do that.
Hold on.
Where's my truck?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. It was a...
Yo. And I actually feel bad for her. I really feel bad for her. I think because...
She was talking all that shit.
Girl.
She was big and bad.
I didn't know it was a Jocelyn until the, like, the actual award show. So I had like no idea. Like, that's crazy. But yeah, so with the iBanger thing, like, I heard it was a flop. Like, I asked people around. I'm not gonna say any names, but I did ask people who were nominated, who actually were there, and they were just like, it was a hot ass mess. And then they had somebody named Adele won, and she never even showed her
Adele,
Abby.
Oh Lord.
And then when we finally seen the Abby, she's like a stuffed Play-Doh. Like, I just don't. I really don't understand. You guys have to stop letting everybody do y'all awards for y'all, because this is what I get so upset about. Like, you guys, like, this is artists. I'm speaking to artists now. You guys are so thirsty for awards. You will let any and everybody fucking do an award show, and not everybody is qualified to do an award show, because A, you have to have a professionalism. You have to keep it very professional. Like, Jocelyn, bitch, really at an award show. Let's be realistic in real life. Would you ever see Jocelyn Hernandez performing at an award show?
No.
Unless it's like for Porn Star Awards or something like that. I was just like, really, like, you guys got to have to stop letting everybody, like, first of all, like, look, you don't have to go to every single award show, because every award show is not going to be legit. I would say stick to people, you know, stick to award shows with actual titles, like real legit titles. Like BET Awards, I would give, even though the BET Awards was whack as fuck, you know, still go to that. You know what I mean? Like, those are more established. Anything that Al Vinnie does, make sure you go to that type of award, because it's, like, the best award you would ever go to, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. Like, it really is. So,
Don't go to Manny Awards. Okay, listen, we're going to say that for later when we talk about 2015.
Okay, really?
So, anyways,
what else we want to? I think that's all the tea.
Yeah, that's
like, that's all
really
that's
that
going
happened.
Around.
Ooh,
like,
it was something. It was the Met Gala. It was
okay.
I didn't go to the Met Gala. I could say that people looked really nice, but
from the pictures that I seen, I think that people looked through, like, people was clowning. I did see somebody steal my outfit. Can we all address that?
Oh my gosh.
I did see somebody steal my outfit, but I'm not going to say who it was because I don't know who it was. Honestly, I really don't know. But I did see somebody wear my outfit. But she looked cute. She executed it very, very well. You did it justice, so congratulations.
Okay.
But
everybody looked really good, though. But
yeah,
you know,
but I did feel like it was drama at the very as well, like, according to Dave.
Me,
room,
okay. I feel like the people, everybody that was there knew they didn't like each other. Why would you put yourself in a why would you put yourself somewhere where you know you don't like people? You know what I mean? And you know it's going to be an argument. Like, it's just the people that was there and the people that was arguing, it was just so typical for them to get into a fight. And I guess
that's crazy. That's why I don't like, this is just me personally speaking. I don't like to go to, like, a lot of creative events anyway, because you guys are like these mean girls. Like, you guys praise being a mean girl. We're not mean. Like, we're shady. It's the difference between being shady and, you know, shady and fun, between being, like, a mean girl and just rude and childish and immature. And that's what a lot of the creators are to me. Not, I ain't saying all creators. I'm just saying the ones who I've encountered, you guys know who you are because you guys know who the fuck you are. Simple as that. But, like, you know, I don't like to go to, like, a lot of creator events because you guys are, like, super shady. You guys are super annoying. You guys are super immature. You guys do things for attention. You guys think that everybody wants your man when we don't, when your man wants us. And I'll talk about that later. I just feel like, you know, I don't like to go to a lot of, like, creator events, but they do execute the events very, very nicely. I will say that as a compliment. Because you guys do. You guys do really nice events, and it looks really nice, and it looks professional.
Yeah, but they just don't know how
but
to. They don't
you guys
know how
to maintain yourself. Like, I will honestly say, I'd rather, sometimes for me, this is me speaking, I'd rather go to a fucked up, like, ugly-ass looking event where everybody is pretty much cool, having a good time, than to go to something that looks amazing.
Like the Taliban. I'd rather go there than go to a creator thing because they just messy.
True. That's why we win.
Bye.
We'd rather just do that instead of somebody
else. So, and check us.
Okay. Did any of you go to Fama's, Fashion show or?
Oh, that was another thing that happened. So Fama had her best show. I actually, this I'll tell you after that story. I actually was originally going to model for a fashion show, but I got into it with one of her sisters. I'm not going to say her name because I'm not going to get this bitch publicity. But I got into it with one of her sisters, and basically, well, the sister came at me and Al, and Al was actually doing her a favor. Like, Al designed a room. The room, I think they still end up using the room, matter of fact. They still end up using the room that he designed, and they say they don't like him, they can't stand him, and he all of this, he ain't shit, but they use this room for the fashion show. Okay, let's see.
But okay.
But, you know, so I went there. I mean, I went there because Al invited me to, you know, to be a model for there, and I was going to model for them. And I was excited, you know, and originally I was supposed to go, but after that little altercation, nothing against Fama because I love Fama, but after the altercation with her sister, and Fama really didn't, like, act professional, like, look, okay, you need to calm down. This is business. Leave whatever the fuck you got at home, all the drama that you got this person, leave it at home.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do that, so I just dropped it. I'm like, fuck it, I'm not doing it either. So,
but the clothes are really, 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 really.
Bitch, okay,
really.
I'm wearing one of her suits right now.
That's me too. I wore two of them today.
I'm wearing one of her suits. I got on my who wig is this? What I call her? I don't know what I call. I call her Judy. I think Judy would wear something like this.
Okay,
speaking
of wigs. Y'all really need to go to BAUN and go to shop and really get some wigs because she really,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Really doing
oh my God.
And I got a custom one tonight, so I'm really happy about
it. Okay, I really cannot wait for her line, like her collection to come out. Because, okay, what I'm doing is I'm trying to in the near future. I'm trying to collab with different people and have you guys, like, pick, like, different hairstyles and, like, hairstyle that represents you and hair colors, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I'm going to sell it in my shop. So the first person we're going to do it with is Azealia Banks, obviously my best friend, my sister, my brother, my everything. You know, I'm going to do it with her. And I'm really excited.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Okay, Jean Green, baby, first of all, baby, you cannot sell these. You cannot sell bundles, baby. Okay? No. I'm doing a word sales. Where the money is at?
She's going to make it worse.
But anyway, okay, so, you know, that's all the tea, right?
We're not having no break.
Okay.
Now, let's get into 2015.
So,
2015 was a crazy.
You want to introduce how we're doing this?
Okay,
this?
Like, yeah. So, basically, as everybody knows, 2015 has been a crazy year. We just want to talk about our journey through it and different topics and how we feel like 2015 has treated us with those topics and how we feel like it can change in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, what's the
The first thing, obviously, I think for both of us, we're kind of in, like, relationships. So, basically, we want to talk about what we learned and what we expect from the future. Like,
okay, you can go first because, you know, I got a lot to say.
Okay. Really? Well, the past, you know, I think I wasn't as patient as I wanted to be. I kind of rushed everything, and I think that this year I really don't want to rush anything. I am seeing someone. And,
no names.
I can't say his name right now. Well, I can, but I don't want to say it because I'm protective right now, in protective mode.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm happy right now, and I'm patient. And maybe next show, look, maybe next show I may have him on, but yeah,
we're going to do a
program
takeover.
Right,
but okay, with me, oh my God. Anybody who's close to me knows that 2015 has been crazy. Me and relationships have been so crazy in 2015. I had to have over like 20 relationships in 2015, like seriously. So it's not funny. Like, right, Bongo and say, and y'all call her the hoe, but I'm the hoe, but I'm really not. I'm really not.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you repeat that and say a little bit louder, please? Everybody
I said
thinks that I'm
said.
The hoe, but
everybody's
the real hoe. Okay,
but thank I'm you. Really not. It's just people don't know how to treat me right. And that's why I keep on moving on and on and on. But one thing I can say is in 2015, I was really, Bond tells me not to say this, but I was really stupid.
I don't like that word. I just think you were just naive. Like, she was just naive. Like, she's like anybody else who's young. Like, she's young. I'm not going to give her age out, but she's young. You know what I mean? So when you're young, you know, you don't listen to people who are mature like myself who are trying to tell you, like, little bitch, she no good. Not only is she no good, like, you know. But I will say this. Can I just intervene on your privacy? Because I know someone, obviously. I'm a Pisces. but I just feel like with this year and with your relationship, because obviously by now, everybody, if you don't know, she got back with Tyler, a.k.a. My Court. Is it My Court?
Yeah.
They say it My Court. And I really wasn't a fan of it last year. I think that this year I'm trying to give another chance. Like, you know, I think there's something about, like, a new year or fresh start that just kind of eliminates people's past. So
maybe.
If he's listening to this show, I just really want you to understand that the reason why I'm so hard on you and I really didn't like you last year because what you did to my sister, my friend, and I don't like to see her sad. I don't like to see him upset or anything. Like, I like to see my friend jolly, happy, excited.
We had broke up, my neck was hurting.
Her neck was broke.
My neck
made a big neck break. Like, it was some real shit.
Wow.
Like, damn. Like, you need to let him go, girl. Your neck breaking? Like,
can I say something real quick, please?
What's up, Jing?
All right, so this is for all the gay men out there.
Oh, my God.
If you are dating, if you are dating a bi-curious man, please do not get too comfortable with him. Because
I would say that, too. I would say that, too, low-key.
It's not true. It's not true.
I would say that, too, yeah.
The thing about that is, like, okay, when somebody is bi-curious, you guys need to understand what bi-curious and bisexual mean. Bi-curious means that you're
curious.
You just want to see what's going on. Like, you're interested in somebody of the same sex as you. Bisexual means you're sexually attracted to them. Like, you know what I mean? So it's two different things when we're trying to say that. I would say bi-curious, I mean, it says it already. They're just curious. You have to be cautious.
Uncurious, you're unrelationship.
No, that's what I mean. With any relationship, you need to be careful. Let's just say that. Like, I don't want to sit here and play on people who are bisexual and anything like that. Because with anybody, because I done met, like, some really cool, down-to-earth bisexuals and people who, you know, honestly, have cheated on me before. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's been cool. So it goes down to the person, whoever you're dating. Just be careful with anybody. That's just the tip on that. So I guess we covered the relationship portion. Let's talk about the career-wise.
Okay.
You can start off with that because, you know, I did.
Okay, with my career, I feel like 2015 career-wise, as FKA Twigs, it went, like, great. Like, it was exactly where I wanted it to go. No, actually it wasn't because I actually wanted her to be less popular than she became. But, I mean, it's still good to be more popular than you think you're going to become.
Did you post the link, baby?
Yeah, I did. It's in my bio.
Okay.
But as Azealia Banks, I feel like I'm getting there. And I feel like I am going to get there. Cause
I'm actually
Girl, Azealia Banks
now.
Is like
the
it's more Azealia Banks.
Okay,
popular.
Shut up.
Ugh. Hold on, bitch. Don't get dragged.
No, bitch. I don't
have
money for that.
All right,
not now.
We're
not doing it.
It's
2016.
That's all I get everybody on the fucking phone in the first place.
Okay, you can get your ass.
Okay.
Anywho.
Okay, I got your ass after the show. How about that?
Bitch, where? You have flop ass career, bitch.
You the last person to talk about the last
can
person.
You
flop.
Anywho.
Stop.
You the last person to talk about somebody.
Can you say ass right now?
Go ahead, K. Michelle. What was you
going to
say?
Yeah.
Text
me.
I'm sorry. I don't even know what I'm about
to say. Okay, then I know what I'm about to say. So, anyways. So, as far as my career, everybody knows that I kind of, like, let go of the music business. And I did it because of personal growth. Like, I want to continue to grow, you guys. And I don't feel like I'm going anymore by being in the music industry. Like, I would say, honestly, for me, I relate everything to, like, real life to me. Mm-hmm. And being in the music industry, for me, I feel like it kind of helped me with, like, my confidence. Because I wasn't as confident. I wasn't insecure. But I wasn't, like, as confident as I am now because, you know, you guys support it. So you guys kind of let me know that I can do anything if I put my heart to it, my mind to it. You know, if I'm passionate about it, I can really do anything. So
your career went really good, though, throughout the whole year.
It did. Like, I mean, honestly, I feel like it kept on getting, like, better and better and better.
Yeah,
to
it
the
did.
Point, I just felt like it was no... Like, I expect, like, a drop. Like, I expect, like, my career to drop or, like... I set like a downfall so I can build myself up again. It never happened. So I I wanted to go into something different. So I'm thinking about doing like a label with a good friend of mine. So that's like what's next for me this year. I want to give back this time. So
you don't even know properly.
It's okay. You call me back. Right.
Okay, that's nice. That's Carson, aka Sierra. Okay,
acting girl.
So, okay, now last thing. We want to move
into. Yeah, what's the last thing you want to talk about?
Can I say that?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Oh, we forgot about
that. I want to say is, you know, my album is coming out on the 13th, so that's what I'm saying. You know, check it out.
Jing Wei.
Check out my new single. Check out my new single. You know, featuring my brother.
You guys, I'm drunk right now. I'm drunk right now, but I really want to say this. Can I really say this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So there was news to me, you guys, that somebody. Okay, I got two things I want to say because I'm drunk as fuck right now. I'm gonna be completely honest. First of all, somebody sent me a picture of somebody that, you know, if you guys have ever been harassed by this person, because I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to do it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the guy I told I was not going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm so sorry. You know who you are. This person has been harassing me, and not only me, but other people on NVU for so damn long, you guys. And I've been saying from the beginning of the time that the reason why they do stuff like this is because they're insecure with themselves. So with that being said, after this show, I will be posting a picture of a person that I'm sure has tried to harass you numerous of times. And now you guys have the opportunity to harass his ass, okay? So stay tuned to that picture. It will be posted on my Instagram, and that's that. Okay? And I'm going to go into the other thing. I'm just going to talk to him in person, in private. So Manny, you know, be ready. I know you're listening. That's
expose
all.
Expose his ass. Expose him, please.
Oh, my God. Anyway. What's the next thing we're gonna talk about? 2015 wise.
We was actually gonna get into like personal growth, but I feel like we kind of did that with the music.
Yeah. I mean,
so,
I really didn't.
What do you feel like? Well, I mean, what are you looking forward to this like this year? Like, what is like
this year?
Like, what's like your revelation? What they call it? What they call it, like, your New Year's revolution,
Resolution.
Right? Oh. like screen revolution, right?
Bro. Oh, my God. Anyway. Hey, y'all. Hey, baby.
I'm too smart.
Oh, my God. Okay, so my New Year's resolution is that I don't have any IMVU New Year's resolution. All my New Year's resolutions are in real life. I want to get my YouTube channel together. I want to be skinny as a rod. Like, I want to be Jing Wen skinny.
No, be my
skinny. I want to be anorexic. What is he talking about?
Jing don't got no dick, though. Like, that's the hard thing.
She don't got no what?
No dick. Like, she got all bones. But you think her dick would be, like, skinny and long or something. But she ain't got no dick.
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay. Because when we seen that... Okay,
never mind.
Let's talk about that. Don't talk about
yeah.
that.
My resolution.
I'm on a wrestling team, so go ahead.
Right. We see her Peter Packer all the time. So as for screen resolution, as for my New Year's resolution, I really, this year, you guys, I want to work on myself. I want to become a better person, obviously. I mean, I did that last year, but I really want to become a better self, like, physically. I feel like last year I was trying to become, like, this person, like, mentally in my head and, like, you know, like, working my personality and stuff like that. And I think I did fairly good, honestly. I think that this year I really want to work on my physical. Like, I want to get my body right. I'm not fat. I'm not bony like Jean. I'm just slim.
Why
y'all throwing shade at me, yo?
I'm just slim.
So basically, she just said she not fat like a zillion and she not bony.
I mean,
like,
I will show you guys a picture. You guys see pictures of me all the time. My ass is fat. Okay, I'm gonna keep that in this
bro,
year.
Bro, when you sit down, your bones crack. Bye.
Anyway.
What's your New Year's resolution, Jing and
My New Year's resolution is...
She said revolution.
So, basically, I want to achieve my goals, you know. My goals to
the school.
What
are your goals?
Run track.
Girl.
Do a lot of... Listen. Do a lot of college applications. I want to eat healthy more and work on my
You do not need no more healthy food, girl. I'm sorry.
Why
so, you really need?
When I say skinny, it's like bony. You guys, like I'm skinny. She's skinnier than me, and that's a problem.
A stick figure, like really, like then you really need to eat. Stop eating healthy, yeah. Baby. You gotta eat some junk food.
Okay, so
eat healthy, guys. It's never good.
Girl, we all be healthy, bitch. I'm
drinking
Amsterdam, and I ate some Cheetos.
Girl,
you disappointed, bitch. Healthy. What about
yours, Preston? I just
want to
graduate. Like, I really do.
Graduate what?
I know that's right. I'm supposed to be graduating this year.
I don't know why I thought you'd been graduated.
No,
my baby,
this
so serious.
Yeah,
because you're, like, your maturity. Like, you're very mature for your age.
Yeah.
For having, yeah. You know, so...
And I'm supposed to be moving to Atlanta, so that's another
thing. Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay,
yes,
if you move to
Atlanta,
I want to come down there because, you know, I want to... Never mind, I ain't going to say it, but anyway.
Get some dick.
Oh, my God.
I know. Okay, Gene, can you moan for us, like, one time?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, please.
I'll do that.
I'm not. You
first.
You gotta do it first.
Two, three.
I'm not doing it. I'm scared. No,
Remember when your mom came on the radio and she was a hit sensation? So you need to do this. You could be another hit sensation.
All right, ready?
Okay,
ready? One.
Yeah. Two.
All right, I'm done.
Okay, Brian, you got to
No,
more
I'm not.
Come on, girl.
Brian,
the man said you were nasty yesterday.
No, I wasn't. I'm not.
You do it.
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm already telling
my mom. I talk. Why y'all don't talk with y'all mom? Like, I talk. Go ahead and talk.
That is not Jig. That is Carson.
I always thought that you was like an aggressive moaner, like
I feel like I say damn nigga a lot. Like I feel like damn nigga or like give me that nut. Like that's like my mom. Like I talk. Like I be like damn nigga, give me that nut nigga.
That's me.
But like I don't be like, oh, yeah.
Is there gonna be an after show?
No comment.
She said no comment.
Speaking of after show,
no comment,
I want everybody to go to my Instagram and comment if you think we should have an after.
I want everybody to go to my Instagram and look at my video. The link is in my bio. Thank you.
Yes. Make sure y'all tune into my. Make sure y'all listen to my song. Thank you.
Anyway, everybody.
Sorry, who?
Make sure y'all listen to my album, January 13th.
Damn, Nick.
Sorry, who?
Listen to my new song featuring Guy Jing in now. Follow me. I can sing with you.
You feature. No, okay. What I'm saying, listen. For the fans out there that's listening, if you guys want to ask the show, go to my Instagram and comment. Can you shut up?
They just keep knocking now the storm.
Go to my Instagram and comment under the picture and say you want to ask the show.
Hi.
We can just have our own episode.
Oh God,
with
y'all, I'm just not making it home.
Right, because we haven't been popping forever, you guys. We all
okay, anyway, listen. If you're sitting next to a person or texting a person right now, make sure you tell them that you love them.
I hate
because
your
tomorrow they might not be there.
Your
I don't care.
Whack,
you never know because they might. Okay, just like your next single is back. And just like your next hairline is back.
First of all, okay. My pussy is popper.
Okay, it is what it is.
Let me hang up on this show.
I want to fuck some dick right now.
Oh my God.
Is it over?
Over, right?
Hold on, wait, I gotta hang up. One second.
Oh my God, I just said his name.